I'm Mary Angish, and welcome to All Things Gardening. Expert gardener and author Charlie Nardozzi is here. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
It is late summer, and we have a ton of home gardeners' questions. Do you want to do a lightning round?
Yes, the late summer lightning round Q&A.
Cool. Excellent. We'll start it off with Ellen from Keene, New Hampshire, and Ellen writes, I consider myself a knowledgeable gardener. However, I'm apparently an ignoramus when it comes to hydrangeas. I can't figure out if the hydrangeas I planted over 6 years ago bloom on old wood or new wood. I've left the dead branches every spring because of my uncertainty. Neither plant has ever bloomed well. One shrub has a few flowers growing off new wood that actually sprouted from an old stem. I decided to prune some of the dead stalks, leave the others. What kind of hydrangeas are these? And what can I do to encourage more flowering?
Well, Ellen, most likely you have the hydrangea macrophylla, which is the blue hydrangea, based on that flowers that are blooming in that photo. And those bloom on the old wood, meaning that the stems you see now that are alive, they need to make it through the winter, and then next spring they will send out flower buds and you'll have flowers early in the season. If they die over winter, or if the flower buds get killed by a late spring frost, you don't get flowers until much later, like you're seeing there. So the key is to protect the stems in November with a pile of arborist wood chips, just so it's maybe a foot or so deep, and just leave it there. And in the spring, once the threat of frost is gone by, you know, gently pull it back, and so that those flower buds on those stems are the ones that are going to actually form flowers earlier for you. Anything that's dead, you can just cut that off.
Next question. Jane writes, hello, Charlie. I think I have voles in my yard. I found several small holes in different places while watering, and I found that if I pour water in, it just keeps going. What can I do? Thanks for all your great work. We're lucky to have you.
Wow, that's very nice of you. Probably voles, maybe mice, maybe chipmunks. Mm. Another possibility. Easiest thing to do is to spread castor oil. So you can get it as a spray or as pellets. You want to get stuff that you get in a garden center. Sprinkle it around and it will drive them crazy. They'll go all over the place and then they'll head off to your neighbor's house and you'll be free.
The next question is from Peter in Montreal. Peter writes, scarlet lily beetles, they destroyed my lilies, but attacked those of my next door neighbors much less. What's up with that? Also, I read that you have to kill them by hand. Is there a better way?
Well, not really. So, Peter, yes, the red lily leaf beetle is a big problem on Asiatic and Oriental lilies in particular, but it goes after a number of those bulb lilies. And the best way to control it is as soon as those lilies come out in the spring, just crush them. And if you're really good about it, doing it every, you know, couple times a week, 2-3 times a week or so, you can really knock down the population so your lilies will come up, they'll flower. There are a couple red lily leaf beetle resistant varieties like Madam Butterfly, Black Beauty, and Lily Regalia. So you can try those and not have to squish anything.
Oh, Beth via email writes, my poor fig tree is too heavy now for me to move outside in the summer. A few years ago, this tree grew to the ceiling and it was so full of leaves and life. I had to prune it before it took over the apartment. I lopped off the center trunk and all around, trying to make a nice shape. It still needs care. Most of the branches have a fraction of the leaves that it used to. Do you have any pointers?
Based on the photos, Beth, you did a pretty good job. It looks nice. It's balanced. It looks really healthy. When you're pruning a ficus, an indoor houseplant ficus, you want to prune off any of the twiggy growth that's there. You want to prune back to a side branch or the main trunk, but other than that, it's really about shaping it. What you could do is pull it out of the pot and do some root pruning. The root pruning will slow down the growth of that plant, make it fit in the pot better, and repot it with fresher potting soil. Make sure it gets as much sun as you can in the wintertime and hopefully enough humidity so that it'll stay healthy and look beautiful.
Okay, next one from Eric in Brookfield. Eric writes, I've been gardening here in Vermont for almost 40 years. This year, I'm encountering a problem that's new to me. My squash plants are wilting and dying. They started out beautifully, but in the last few weeks, the plants have died and the rest are kind of on the way.
Yes, I'm thinking the squash vine borer, which will attack squash, and you start seeing signs of it now when the vines are growing all over the place, and all of a sudden they just wilt regardless of whether you water them or not. Take a look at the base of the plant, or the crown of the plant. So the fly lays the egg on the base of the plant, it turns into a caterpillar, and that tunnels in, and that will destroy the plant very quickly. If you see some of that kind of damage, take a razor blade, slit up along that stem, and try to find the caterpillar, and then throw some soil on top of that area, and hopefully it'll heal itself and reroot and keep growing.
Last question for you, Charlie. Elaine in Wilder writes, my potato plants have berries, which some sources say are deadly nightshade, not to be composted. Before I remove the plants, I want to know the best way to dispose of them. Do I need to wear gloves?
Don't have to worry about that, Elaine. Potatoes are in the same family as nightshade and can be toxic. But as long as you're not eating them, it's not going to be toxic to your touch, to the skin. So you can just pull them out. You can compost them. No problem at all.
Okay. If you've got questions about your garden, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and listen to this wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.